This is Akashwani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed the outreach session on forging new partnerships and rebuilding international solidarity at the G7 summit in Evian, France. Ministry of External Affairs informed that during the session, the Prime Minister underscored the importance of trust in building international partnership, especially in an increasingly interconnected world. During the meeting, the Prime Minister also highlighted that India has always followed a humanity-first approach. He said, this is reflected in India-led initiatives such as the International Solar Alliance, the Coalition for Disaster Resilient Infrastructure, the Global Biofuel Alliance, Mission Life, and the Ek Ped Mark in Arm campaign. He further said that India's vision of international partnership is rooted in the timeless philosophy of Vasudeva Kutumbakam, the world is one family. The Prime Minister further added that this inclusive approach has also led India to be the first responder when natural disasters have struck various parts of the world. Be it a cyclone in Sri Lanka, earthquake in Afghanistan, floods in Mozambique, or hurricane in Jamaica. Speaking about India's inclusive and sustainable growth, Mr. Modi elaborated that its mantra of Sarvjan Hitaya Sarvjan Sukhaya had led to appreciable results in fostering financial inclusion, health security, digital identity, technology-led empowerment of people and women-led development. The Prime Minister also noted that international partnerships should move beyond the donor-recipient paradigm to one of solidarity and equal ownership. He also stated that lack of respect for international law was the biggest hurdle to building international solidarity and needed to be addressed as a priority. He emphasized that for international partnerships, it is needed to prioritize dialogue and diplomacy for ensuring peace and stability. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a series of bilateral meetings with world leaders, including Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney, British Prime Minister Keir Starmer, and UAE President Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan on the sidelines of the G7 summit in Evian, France. Ministry of External Affairs said that during their meeting, Prime Minister Modi and his Canadian counterpart Mark Carney welcomed the positive momentum in India-Canada relations and reaffirmed their commitment to building a forward-looking strategic partnership. During his talks with British Prime Minister Keir Starmer, Mr. Modi said the past year had been outstanding for India-UK relations. In a social media post, he said the trade deal between the two countries has opened several new avenues for economic cooperation. He added that the discussions focused on further strengthening and adding greater momentum to India-UK ties. Prime Minister Modi also met UAE President Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said the two leaders discussed India-UAE cooperation across various sectors and explored ways to further strengthen the comprehensive strategic partnership. He also expressed gratitude to the UAE leadership for its care and concern for the Indian community living in the country. Prime Minister Modi also met President of Kenya, William Ruto. Mr. Modi said that India and Kenya share a long-standing partnership anchored in the aspirations of the Global South. He reiterated that both India and Kenya remain committed to working together for the well-being of the people. Prime Minister Modi met Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi on the sidelines of G7 summit in Evian, France. Prime Minister Modi reaffirmed that India deeply values its long-standing friendship with Egypt. Prime Minister Narendra Modi also met Japanese Prime Minister Sane Takaichi on the sidelines of G7 summit. Prime Minister emphasized India and Japan will continue to deepen ties in diverse sectors with a priority on trade and investment. Prime Minister Modi also met the South Korean President Lee Jae-myung. He said that both nations are working together in trade, commerce and many other futuristic sectors. Today, a key engagement during the summit will be PM Modi's meeting with US President Donald Trump. Environment and Forest and Climate Change Minister Bhupendra Yadav yesterday held a detailed review along with Agriculture and Farmer Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan on crop residue management. The meeting also discussed prevention of stubble burning in context of air quality management in Delhi NCR. And that is the end of this news bulletin.